Welcome back to Mac Flynn Direct on Dell Radio and the Shaw. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to the lines and the texts in order. We'll get to everybody. Let's start with, we have a text in. What's that all about?
Yeah, Matt, we got Bill from Milwaukee texting in at the same number, 844-967-2789. You can be like Bill and send us a text as well. So Bill's question this morning, Matt, is if in 2023 another liberal is elected to the state Supreme Court, can one take a lawsuit to them again to overturn the gerrymandered maps in the state if they don't change before then?
The answer is yes. Pat Rogensack is up in 2023. She may not run for re-election, but if anybody, even an independent, much less a liberal, wins and it's 4-3 the other way, the Supreme Court can do whatever it wants. Now, they would have to overturn precedent. For instance, let's assume for the sake of argument, there's a bad decision this year that says gerrymandering is okay, and then they come in a year from now, 2 years, and say it's not okay. But that's happened before. The U.S. Supreme Court and Citizens United overruled 100 years of precedent in the U.S. Supreme Court on contributions, and this Supreme Court has overruled their prior precedents in the past. So the answer is yes, they can. They usually are reluctant to do it, but nowadays they won't be. So thank you. Going back to the lines, Terry of the North Woods, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
Yeah, Matt, I want them knocking on my door, too. It's nothing but intimidation. That's all it is, like you said. That's all I got, Matt. Yeah, bye.
You're right. Well, you know, this is a word to Gabe Woman. Knock on Terry's door and Bill McConnell walk. And good luck. But, you know, look, there's going to be some lady, elderly lady in Jump River, up in, I think it's Taylor County, or in Ladysmith in Rusk County, or they're going to be in Marinette. They're going to be in Mellon, or they're going to be in Ashland, or they're going to be in Monroe or Adel or Random Lake or Keewaskum or Baltonville, or, you know, that kind of thing. And if they knock on her door, she does not know or have, frankly, in life experience, know what a lot of people know who call into this show. And if she sees a couple of men there, especially, you know, Gableman is large, and these other guys, if they're retired police officers, are going to stand there. They'll introduce themselves, and he'll say, I'm a former Supreme Court justice. He won't say, I couldn't run for re-election, I was so bad. And the speaker has deputized me to come. And these gentlemen are retired police officers, and we need to talk to you. There are not a lot of people in the towns I just described who are going to say, get out of here. There just aren't. If they go to Terry the Northwoods or Bill of Oconomowoc, yeah, they will. But then they're going to sit there. Their family's going to get alarmed. There's something wrong, officer. Well, we've heard there was fraud, Mabel. We've heard there was fraud. Not me. Any of your friends? No, not my friends. But then that word gets around town. They'll be on the phone the minute they left. And everybody gets the idea. The whole purpose of this is not to do anything other than sow doubt in people's minds so that when Voss and the gerrymandered legislature put in legislation that makes it harder to vote, they'll say, well, I guess they had to. Now, right now, Evers will veto that. But if the Duchess of Foxconn in, won't be able to. Luke, you're at the mic, my friend. What's up?
Yeah, we got another text in this morning as well, Matt. So on this gerrymandering question. So we got Matt from Germantown texting in with the gerrymandering. What is the history with Democrats doing it as well? He says he may be uneducated on the topic, but his understanding was both parties are guilty of it. And this is his first morning tuning in to Matt Flynn Direct. So we got Matt from Germantown, new listener and new texter.
Great. Matt from Germantown, welcome to the Shaw. Welcome to Devil Radio. The answer is this. Both parties have gerrymandered in the past, even this year. Illinois, California, and New York and Maryland are gerrymandering on the Democratic side. My point and the point of most fair-minded people is we should have fair maps commissions. There should be no gerrymandering by either party. The history of it in Wisconsin is there was not the kind of extreme gerrymandering that went on with Scott Walker starting in 2010 that's been perpetuated through 2030. Not that extreme. In the past, there were competitive districts, and there were districts that would tip slightly Democratic or slightly Republican. But remember something, you say in the past with Democrats, Tommy Thompson was elected to four terms. He was a Republican. And Lee Dreyfus, for a term. In between, you had Tony Earle for one term, 4 years, and then you had Jim Doyle for two terms, and then suddenly you end up having Scott Walker. The majority of governors for most of the years going back 50 years, well, 40 years, were Republicans. They were Republicans. They could veto anything they wanted. And then what happened was, it went to court and you got fair maps. Luke, you had some more stuff to say.
Yeah, just one thing, Matt. I just wanted to issue a slight correction. I did look into this because we have had a previous discussion about this and said that Democrats were gerrymandering in California, but I looked into it. There is a independent commission in California. So the redistricting process this year in California, I believe, is the first year that an independent commission will redistrict in California. So Democrats are doing things like this in Illinois and Maryland and New York, but this year California will be, like Michigan, doing, and Iowa, doing independent commissions for redistricting.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. And Michigan and Iowa, yeah, thanks for that, Luke. Michigan and Iowa, you know, have Republican legislatures. And if they can make that stick with fair maps there and in California, California is sort of ground central for Democrats. And Iowa is sort of ground central now for Republicans. And that's a good framework showing that this can be done, But the problem with gerrymandering overall is they are leveraging it, the Republicans, to try to gerrymander and, in effect, take the presidency by cooking up fake attacks on alleged fraud and then having just a handful of states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, and have their Republican legislatures pick their electors. And then, voila, you have the losing presidential candidate take it like in 1876. We don't want that. We want fair maps. And that's another reason, you know, H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, the Voting Rights Acts, fortunately, Majority Leader Schumer has said that he is going to put a motion to get rid of the filibuster on them on the floor before the 17th of January. And the idea is to put Manchin and Sinema's feet to the fire on that. They've got to vote to suspend it for that one bill. Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments. He knew that Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett could not have gotten 10 Democratic votes. So why should they selectively do it? And then the Democrats did do it under Harry Reid for lower judicial appointments. Why is it somehow you can do that for judges, but not for this particular legislation? I'll tell you something. It would get rid of gerrymandering. And not only that, you'd have a better class of people elected in both parties. You wouldn't have the extremes. A lot of the people in the Republican Democratic Party who are in there now couldn't get elected in fair districts in either party. You'll get rid of the extremes. You'll get rid of people who really want to do a job. And the other thing is Moscow Mitch was telling people, this got reported and he didn't deny it. He laughed. He said, I can't believe Schumer isn't getting rid of the filibuster. We would have gotten rid of it. We will get rid of it if we're in again. Schumer's doing his best, but Manchin and Sinema are bone in the throat. They are a bone in the throat. And gerrymandering, you know, the question was, historically, was there gerrymandering? Republican governors vetoed it when the Democratic legislatures did it, and it went to the courts. And the instances where it was done, even by Republicans, was benign compared to what's going on now. This is surgical precision with computers. We have got to have a fair maps commission. We're coming to the end of the show. It's a great show. Great call-ins on both sides of all the issues. I appreciate that. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.